Hey there, friend. You are in for a great episode. I'm excited for you to apply what you learn. But after that, which episode will you listen to next? It can feel a bit overwhelming when there are so many episodes to choose from. That's why I created the podcast Roadmap for You. It's a free resource you can use that outlines the first 30 episodes I recommend listening to when you're either new to the podcast or coming back after a break and looking to get started, taking action toward creating permanent weight loss, as well as peace and freedom around food. To get it sent to you right away, just go to KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Again, KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Listen to the first episode and apply what you learned to yourself and your life. Then listen to the next episode. Apply that information and on you go. It won't take long and you'll see positive changes on top of building your momentum. So get the podcast roadmap now. KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Weight Loss for Busy Physicians podcast. I'm your host, Master Certified Life and Weight Loss Coach, Katrina Eubel, MD. This is the podcast where busy doctors like you come to learn how to lose weight for the last time by harnessing the power of your mind. If you're looking to overcome your stress eating and exhaustion and move into freedom around food, you're in the right place. Well, hello there, my friend. Welcome to today's episode. I'm super glad you're here. As you are entering into this new year, you know, it's always a good time to kind of reevaluate things. I mean, we all have spent some time probably doing that, reflecting on the past year, thinking about what we want for the new year. And I want to offer to you that part of caring for yourself can be thinking about maybe some unique ways, or maybe just unique to you ways that you could be supported. There are typical things that a lot of people are used to in terms of supporting us, like, you know, household help and, you know, helping with mowing your grass, or, you know, going to a car wash and just driving through instead of washing the car yourself. Like, we're very used to paying for certain services that definitely make our lives easier. I mean, you could grow all your own food, but you don't. You go to a grocery store and you buy probably the majority of it, at least in the off seasons. And so it's very normalized in some areas of our lives, and in other areas, it's really not. And so I wanted to bring to your attention an area where getting some help could really solve some problems for you, potentially. And so what I wanted to talk about was dressing yourself. You know, I think a lot of us really think about this idea that we have to do stuff ourselves. It's kind of interesting, the psychology behind what things we believe we have to do ourselves and which things we think it's okay to get help for. If you really start thinking about it, it's kind of like, oh, that's fascinating. Like, why is that so different than this? But ultimately, there are a lot of people who really struggle with their attire. You know, it's just something that maybe they've decided isn't important to them. They've decided they're hopeless at. They just, you know, have thoughts from maybe way back in the day. People might have said some mean, nasty, or just unkind things to them about their dressing or their style sense. You know, it could be even that, you know, you were doing your best, trying out some cool stuff when you were younger and people made fun of you or something like that. And you just shut that all down. And we kind of think to ourselves, like, you know, other people who dress so nicely, like, oh, it must be nice to be them. Or, you know, I'm just hopeless with that. I couldn't even know where to begin. That's something that I know how to do. And then we just stop there and we don't actually get the help that we need. Now, some people do want to learn that skill and develop that skill, which is amazing. And a lot of other people are like, look, I am already stretched so thin. I just need some lip and clothes in my closet that I enjoy, that feel good on my body, where I feel like I can be me. They're not seeming like I'm, you know, trying to be someone I'm not, or not act my age or look my age or things like that, but just, you know, just feel like me on a really good day. Like, I just feel like I'm representing myself well. Like, you can get help with that. And it doesn't have to be time consuming or even really that expensive at all. sometimes we just need help figuring out how to put things in our wardrobe together, like what's in our closet already. Sometimes we need just a few key pieces and it just starts to tie everything together. And so that's why I asked my friend Judith Catan to come back on today's podcast. She's been on, I believe, just one time before, and she'll tell you a little bit more about her background, but she's, I believe, really kind of uniquely suited to do this work of helping high-achieving women and accomplished professional women to feel like themselves in their clothing, you know, to feel like style is not such a confusing and murky part of their lives, and just to simplify it all. And while she does teach people how to do this kind of stuff themselves, she also has a done-for-you option. And I know that there's just a lot of people who just want it done for them, you know? And there are people who do this infrequently and just periodically get have a kind of a review of things. And then, you know, she works with people who every season or, you know, a couple times a year, I'm like, yeah, let's just get, you know, connected. And this is what I'm looking for. And if you're not someone who loves shopping, she does that all for you. I mean, what a gift. It's amazing. Or if you're in a rut, you know, you just keep shopping the same stores all the time. Like, you know, she's introduced me over the years to some amazing brands I never would have found on my own. But it's literally her job to know about this stuff. So we let other people, you know, like most of us don't cut our own hair. You know, like there's so many things that we let other people help us with. Like, why would we not let somebody help us so that we feel really top notch in our clothes that we wear so much of the time? So please enjoy this conversation with Judith. I think it'll give you something to think about, regardless of how you decide to approach this issue. Judith, friend, welcome to the podcast. So glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Hello, hello.
So fun. Okay. So it's been a long time since you've been on this podcast. So give everybody just a quick rundown of your background. Just one more time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Judith Catan. I'm a former lawyer, and I also have a background in fashion design. That's a long story, but those two things coexist. And I was a lawyer for 10 years before I decided to become an image consultant, personal stylist, aka style coach. And that brings us, I think, up to the present day in a very short fashion.
Yeah, I love it. Amazing. Super good. Super good. So you have done lots of things over the years from, I mean, well, way back in the day, you like custom made dresses for people, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a dress line called Maison Guetton and I hand sewed dresses. I had a little line of dresses and then I also made people's wedding dresses or like important function gowns and dresses. That was a wild ride. Yeah.
And that was something I was telling you about a few months ago when you were fully creating a paper pattern to modify a friend's wedding dress and then create it. You created the whole thing. I was like, you recognize that like the majority of people have no idea how to do that. Like you even watch like the fashion design competition shows and like most of the design, they don't even know how to create stuff like that. This is a little bit of a lost art that I think people, they underestimate the value of it or why having that set of knowledge is so good.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks about it until like this particular friend, she needed sleeves on her dress for her to get married and the religion that she's in. And her dress was also way too low and back, like nigh her booty. One of the gifts that I like to give brides is to do the tailoring of their wedding gowns, the alterations of their wedding gowns. And if we need to make something weirdly special to do it. So yeah, we drape fabric on her arms and then we created a mock-up sleeve and then we tried that sleeve and then we go through multiple iterations till we use a very special, very expensive fabric to make a beautiful sleeve in all kinds of shapes. She wanted this very particular bell shape. So she got what she wanted because she was the bride. And it's just like a fun, weird skill to have that I actually forget I have until I talk to a friend about it. And they're like, hey, Judith, can you do this weird thing for me? I'm like, got you. I know about this one. I know what the problem is with whatever you've got going on with your dress.
So I think that that's super cool. And then, of course, you are a master certified coach. So you totally like life coach. So you understand like the thought, the mindset component behind dressing ourselves and, you know, how we want to approach ourselves, our bodies, how our thoughts impact our experience of the way our clothes feel and look on us and all that, which is incredible. And you just really are able to bring all of your skill sets together, right? To be able to help the clients that you serve. And so what we're talking about today is why it's okay to let someone dress you, which kind of reminds me of the crown, you know, or like British royalty or something, you know, like you have someone who's like your dresser, you know, who comes and dresses you and all that kind of stuff. And while it's kind of fun to think about that, that's not really what we're talking about. But what we're talking about is why it's perfectly okay to get help with your clothing. Like, I think that so many of us think that we need to figure it out ourselves. And you have even offered that service, you know, where you've coached people and taught them, you know, this is how you can learn how to develop it all yourself. And like, that's amazing. There are plenty of people who are like, yeah, I really do want to know how to go into stores and buy all the things that are going to be great for me. And then there's a subset of people who are like, I just want to look good and I know me and I'm not going to do that kind of work. Or I could do it for a little while and then I'm just going to, you know, be stuck with clothes that don't fit me well and I'm not comfortable in or don't really fit me as, you know, my personality or my style or things like that. And so that's also okay too. That's what we really wanted to talk about today.
Well, actually, I love that you talked about the crown. And here's why. This is like a weird segue, but this makes sense in my head because I think so many women only think of having a dresser or someone to help them with their clothes for important occasions, like a wedding. Like that makes perfect sense that you would have someone help you get dressed that day and take care of you. And it's like this luxurious thing or speaking engagements. Like I have been called backstage, even when I'm not the dresser on hand, which is really fun, for like when women have taken the stage and are like, hey, can you go tap Judas? Like we're having an emergency back here. Like, can you sew me into my dress? We have a wardrobe about like, can you sew up the side of my dress because it split while I was talking? Or can you tape me into my whatever the case may be? So like we only think of it, it's funny, as modern humans, we only think of it like we need it for those occasions. But so many of my clients, so many of your clients are incredible humans who are doing really important things in the world, literally saving lives. Some of you are listening, right? Like you have these really important jobs. And it's funny because in the other areas of your life, you understand the need for help, right? You have housekeepers, you have people who maintain your cars, you have people who maintain your homes. You may even people have grocery shop for you or even make your meals for you. You understand the need for a personal trainer or to get your, you know, manicurist. Like you understand the need for all these other things. And when it comes to clothing, it's just so funny. It's like that one area where there's this like interesting resistance to getting help. And we just want to let you know, like all the other things, get some help, friend. Like we don't have to wait for this big important thing to justify the need for it. No, you're busy. You are important. You are worthwhile in an everyday sense. And you can delegate this just like you delegate every freaking other thing.
Totally a problem that money can solve. And it doesn't even have to be like a ton of money. I think that's the other thing. A lot of people are worried, like if I hire someone to do this, then I'm going to be out 10 grand easily on like four outfits, you know, and whether they can quote unquote afford it or not. Like some people are just like, that's not how I, you know, that's not spending money that way is not in alignment with my values, or it's just not how I want to spend my money or things like that. And it doesn't even necessarily have anything to do with that. Like you're able, I think this is also really good. It's not like you're like, well, I only shop at these like high-end brands. You're like, you love a challenge. You will be like thrifting. You'll do vintage if people are into that. You will do totally like more, what do we call that? More thrifty options. If that's like what someone's budget is, you're like up for the challenge. You're like, game on. Let's do it.
Let's do it. And I think this is back to like getting a professional for help. Like if you didn't have a value alignment with someone, you shouldn't hire them, period, end of story. So you want to work with someone who definitely is a value match for you, but you want to also, and this is just generalized advice, y'all. We love to give good advice or some good coaching tips. You want to be able to advocate for yourself in any situation when you're hiring for someone. And if you're going to delegate something out, you should know what your values are so that you are a good match, so that you could articulate what it is you need and what it is you want. And that's how you can sort of use your spidey sense to know like, okay, is this right for me? And if I'm going to hire this out, what is it that I'm really needing? And ask for it. Whether you're at a makeup counter, whether you're in a coaching situation, like tell the people you hire who are here to help you, like myself, like Katrina, like we want to help you. Let us help you. But let us make it easy for us to help you by telling us what you actually need and want. And one of the things is budget. And I thought me and my dear friend here, we co-work a lot. So yesterday we were checking into a co-working session. I was like, so I'm looking for boots and I'm also looking for this. And like, and I was all over.
You're like shopping on the internet for clients, trying to find all like the specific requests.
Yeah. Somebody had like a very specific request for a type of boot. And then somebody else really wanted sustainable items. That's a value of her. So when I went shopping for her, client number one that I shopped for yesterday, we had to make sure that we were in a budget range. So she's like, hey, no items over, you know, $500. So I was like, okay, cool. And then she's also said, it's really important to me that they're sustainable materials. So I know they're going to cost more, but that's really, really important to me. So I found very specific brands that are still within her vision for how she wants to dress herself, within her budget, and this really important value for her, which is sustainability. We get to play with that. I had another client who was like, hey, I'm really tight on my budget, so let's shop my closet first, which is what I do with every single one of my clients. And then the second thing, she's like, $30. You get $30 per item. Go hunt. And I'm like, got it. Cool. But we had a really short list. We weren't shopping for everything as mother. And then it was like a fun challenge. So if you articulate what it is you need, what it is you value, you can get the most out of those relationships when you stop trying to DIY everything and actually hire professionals and experts to help you.
Like, if you don't like shopping, there are people who like shopping. You know, just like, you know, you may not like to, you know, clean your home, but there are people who love cleaning, you know, or like for me, I do not enjoy gardening. I wish I did. I've tried many times. I don't enjoy it, but I like a beautiful yard. So therefore, I hire someone who does love doing that. And it's just like a win-win. You know, I get to support this person and I also get this, you know, a nice looking yard at the end of it. So I think sometimes we think, and I'm guilty of this too, thinking like, well, I don't like doing this, so why would I put that on someone else? Making the assumption that nobody likes to do it. Or like the people that do like to do it, somehow like we should be them. Like, it's also okay to just be you, or even just be like, you know what, if I had more time and more energy, I'd do it, but I don't. So that doesn't mean that you, you know, have to just wear falling apart stuff or ill-fitting garments or things like that. Like, you deserve to look and feel good, whatever that means for you, so that you're showing up as the best representation of yourself. And so, of course, if you're someone who wears scrubs all day, you know, it's easy to just get into that cycle of like t-shirt, shorts, you know, scrubs at work. Like, it's just like very casual. But even that, there can be an elevation to it so that you feel like it's still you. It's not like someone trying to make you like someone you're not. It's totally worth it. And the other thing about, you know, I think sometimes we do a lot of this work ourselves. It's like, okay, I have to come and like come up with like words to describe my style and like all these things. And I'll be honest, I'm like, well, I mean, I guess I could say this, but I don't really know. You're going to do all that for them, right? Like, yes. You're not going to tell them what it is, but you know what questions to ask. And if they don't know the words, like, you can show them, is it more like this or like this? Like, you are skilled in helping them to find that. And then it only gets easier and better from there. I mean, for me, working with various different people over the years, I've gotten a lot more clear on certain cuts that are more flattering. You know, like, I just stop being like, oh, that outfit looks really good on that model, you know, in that catalog or this website. Except she looks nothing like me. So why doesn't it look the same way when I get it in the mail? Like, that's not what we need to do.
I just want to speak to this kind of nuance of it. If you have any misgivings, you might be hearing this conversation and you might be like, oh my God, this is the most privileged barfy conversation ever. Are they really talking about delegating out? Do they really just use analogies of housekeepers? Like, if some of you, if we cued your inner eye roll, I want to speak to that. Because I feel you. And I want to talk about this in the way that has been most beneficial to me as someone who really, really came from nothing, who would hear conversations like this and kind of be like, well, that's not for me. That seems icky. I don't know about that. And I just want to say there's a joy as a professional who shops for people and taking that off their plate. And there's a joy for the other people that I delegate things out to, that things that I'm just not good at or have no desire to do. And because I have no desire to do it and I'm not good at it, I appreciate all the more when they take over those tasks for me. So when you hear us say, delegate out, get the help you need, we're not saying it from a place of because it's beneath you somehow. No, it's from this beautiful place of understanding. There are people who are so talented, and so gifted and hustle their ass off for their money, why not be a part of that and give it to somebody who really loves it, really wants to do it, enjoys it in some form or fashion? Like, there are folks in all kinds of lines of work and all types of lines of service work who actually enjoy what they do. Give them the gift of paying them well and appreciating the art and the gift that they do, right? Like, so I felt like we should pause a little bit. I was like, oh, I can hear how this might sound to some folks. So I think it's worth it to pause on that. Like, when we say delegate out, like, you could do it from a beautiful place. And it totally would depend on your heart intentions.
Yeah, I'm glad you spoke to that. Yeah, because it could just be like, oh yeah, I'm too good now to, you know, choose my own clothes. It's like, no, it's not that. Partly, it's also it's recognizing your own self-worth. You know, I love and respect myself enough that I do want to have clothes in my life that I feel comfortable in, that serve me in my life, that fit me properly, that I feel good in, that I can be myself in, so that getting dressed is not this like headache, panic, running around, hair on fire. What am I going to wear? Nothing works. You know, it's like always a dramatic, whatever kind of a thing. Or telling yourself stories like, you know, that's just not important to you. I think there's a lot of people who just tell themselves, oh, that's just something that's not important to me. Even though, like, if their fairy godmother could come and, you know, swish the magic wand, they would love for it to be different. They just have to kind of get over those thoughts behind all of it.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting is it's not important to them until it is. And I have coached enough doctors. I love y'all. But I have coached enough of you all to watch the cycle of what I like to call ass on fire shopping that you all do. So you love to conference, you love to gala, you love to be on committees, and clothing is not important to you until it's like pivotal moments where suddenly, you know, you've been asked to be a keynote, or somebody did their rounds. What is it called? Grand rounds. Mm-hmm. I coached somebody last week who was doing grand rounds, and later on, she sent me a picture of this like fabulous purple coat that she was wearing. She's like, I felt so good. It was like, that matters, because I would love it for each of you all to enter to a grand round situation, to be chairing a committee, to be leading a gala, organizing a committee, or all the things that you all do on top of the other things you already do in your lives, to go and be worried more about the words coming out of your mouth than what you happen to not have put on your body because you were not prepared.
That is, oh my gosh, that's so good. Because, you know, last week's episode of this podcast was about me overcoming my fear of public speaking. And it's actually something I forgot to mention in that episode, was feeling comfortable in my body, like not making myself wear like stiletto heels that I can barely move around in when I'm not nervous. Like, why would I ask myself to wear these shoes?
I mean, I've seen the heels that she was going to wear, and there were some beautiful black heels in the mix. Beautiful. Like, we looked at her foot from different angles. I was like, oh, they're beautiful. They were terribly uncomfortable. That was just a no, right? So no.
It's you have to feel like you. And like, I think, you know, like this beautiful purple coat, right? Like, if you feel like $1 million in the way that you look and the way you're presenting yourself, it's only going to help with your confidence in, you know, presenting, doing whatever it is that you're doing. You know, sometimes I think it can be a little bit of borrowed confidence too. It's like, well, I look really awesome, so now I have the invitation to be the kind of person who looks really good like this.
Yeah. I mean, in clothes, cognition is a real thing. You can go with, I mean, I'm talking to smart cookies. You can go down that rabbit hole if you like. I will not go down that rabbit hole with you. But there's a real scientific proof that sometimes there's this weird connection, especially modern humans, that have with our clothing and the way we think we're feeling as a result of what we're putting on our body. And why not tap into that? Why not harness that? Like, you have so many other things to worry about. Let not this be one of them. And like, we could worry more about the substance of what you want to say, the change you want to make, the policy you want to see implemented. Like, yes, there are more important things. And in recognition of that, why don't you hand this off to someone who sees that is important? You know, you want to look good. Let's work together as a team to get you, so you can go focus on the important shit you need to say.
And other things. And also, it prevents you from, you know, procrastinating. I mean, you've known me long enough. What do? I totally wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and don't do it. And then I'm like, I still have problems with that, where I'm like, I'm sure I've got something in my closet. Oh my gosh. So let's also talk though about style. Somehow it's, I'm trying to figure out like why this is different, because women seem to have no problem in general, you know, as more women join the workforce, like in general, if women were, you know, earning enough where it would make sense, like it's become much more commonplace to have someone help you with cleaning and home maintenance and things like that. Like, it just doesn't seem so over the top and like ridiculous. Because, you know, for a very traditional, many decades ago, you know, housewife, it was like maintaining your home, maintaining your appearance. Women made their own clothes. Like, I think there's like a sort of a sense of pride, you know, around that. Like, how well did you keep your home? How well did you sort of like keep yourself, essentially? And I think that with women, there's still this idea that like, if I'm not good at that, somehow I'm like not good with style, or like I don't really know my way around stores or figuring out what's going to fit well for me, that somehow that detracts from you as a woman in some weird way. Or like, you know, this is something that you need to learn then, you know, you need to get better at that, versus just going, you know what, this is not one of my strengths, but it is very much the strength of other people who can just help me with this. And then I can stop thinking about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's something about like a making up for something.
Yes. No, I can counter this a lot. I think it's the way women are socialized, and then add to the layer the way smart women are socialized. Not only are we socialized to have this dichotomy of you're supposed to care about your appearance, but you're not care too much, right? So we're like living in that. We're just by fact of female. And then add to that, if you're a really smart cookie, it's this weird element of we want you to look presentable and not slovenly, but we also don't want you to care about style at all because it's so silly and so frivolous. You have more important things to worry about. You just go be smart. You get your pieces of paper that prove your smartness and you go focus there. And then everything will magically happen afterward. Like, so a lot of, and I find this a lot of my clients, they skip that whole part of rite of passage in like middle school of like the hair and the makeup and the things, because they were being the smart cookie, worrying about smart cookie things. So fast forward to an adult woman who's in her mid 40s, you know, 50s, early 60s. I have some clients in their mid 70s and they're like, so I never learned this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, when would you? Would doctoral degree one or doctoral degree two? Like, when would you have slid in? How do I do my nails and wear lipstick and put on clothes that fit me? Like, when would you have gotten the bra talk? Exactly.
Well, and also let's not forget that, I mean, it's really just in the last, whatever, 10, 15 years where you could find a lot of this stuff online. I mean, in varying degrees of, you know, helpfulness and stuff, but there's a lot more information on like makeup application tips, and particularly for different age groups, and like so many different things. None of that existed. Literally, who was going to teach you if you didn't have like a sister or an aunt or, you know, your mom or whoever?
Nobody, or an auntie who was like, hey, babe, let me, you can't walk around like that. Let me show you what's up. Like, a lot of people skipped out. Like, they just missed that part. And instead of being mean to yourself that you didn't learn these things, and maybe right now at this point in time, you don't have a desire to learn them. That's okay.
But it doesn't mean that you can't look the way you want to look. Like, you might just want to look a little more put together, a little like just a little fresher, a little bit more current. Like, it doesn't have to be that you're like trending on everything, you know, like whatever it is. It's just looking like you feel. I feel like it's like, I want to look in a way where it shows that I pay some attention and I take care of myself, you know? That's just for me personally. I think that that's part of it. You know, it's, I'm not holding some standard of like high perfection, but if I am doing that, then to your point, exactly what you're just talking about, like it's easier for me to believe that I'm someone who takes good care of themselves and like what that means about me as a human. And it's easier for me to think more positive thoughts about myself and things like that.
Yeah. And I mean, human heuristics are at play, whether we like them to be at play or not. We judge each other in like 3 nanoseconds. That's just part of the wiring. We can't overcome that biology yet. At least we haven't figured out how to do so. So because that's in play, it's okay that this is important to you. And it's also simultaneously okay if you don't know how to achieve whatever the desired thing in your brain is. You don't have to go learn that. Get someone to help you with that so then you can go do all the things that are important to you that you care about. Like, I think every woman's clothing, really her wardrobe should be as high achieving as she is. If you're putting in the work, your wardrobe should be putting in the same amount of work that you are. Like, it should be your team. It should be on your side. And if there's anything that's detracting from that, like, get help sorting that out.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Cause it doesn't necessarily even mean you have to buy a whole bunch of things. It could be that you have a bunch of pieces and you just don't know how to put them together properly. You just need someone to kind of put it all together. And that, you know, so I'm going to brag on you a little bit. So I think that, I mean, there's tons of people who can do style for you, but like, I think you bring some unique things to the table. So first of all, you, because of your fashion design background and your ability to actually make custom clothing, which you do for yourself all the time, and yep. you totally have that skill, you are able to understand how clothing works, like the structure of it, like how the, you know, certain fabrics, like what they do and how they're actually pieced together and sewn together and like what that actually means or how it lays on someone's body. Like these are things that a lot of people don't know. Just like because you know how to put together some cute off the rack outfits on your own body doesn't mean that you can really understand how that will work on other people's bodies. So understanding that, that's just like the part A. Part B of that is you are able then, like, you know, after people have, you know, you shop the closet and then, you know, you figure out where the gaps are and then you find for them the online shoppable items that fill in those gaps. They purchase those items and then they try them on with you on a Zoom. I mean, obviously they're not like stripping in front of you. I mean, you know, a lot of the time, I just realized what that sounded like.
They're off to the fact that they come back into view. Okay. Yes.
But then, you know, a lot of people still do need things tailored. And so then you're going to the tailor and what are you telling the tailor to do? Like, if you don't already know what to do, like, what are you telling them? Or maybe they're telling you and you're like, I guess that's okay. Like, you will give them specific instructions to give to the tailor, like, do this, do that, do these specific things because you understand how clothes work to get it so that it really fits your body the way it should.
Yeah. I had a client the other day. She had this like, she has like in every color because some people buy clothes in every color. So we were shopping her closet and it has this beautiful pleat right in the front. But the problem with it is it was protruding out away from her body. She's like, oh, I take it. And she kept grabbing the sides. I was like, no, actually pinch the back. And then she's like, oh, I was like, see, you get a hole. And now that stupid thing's laying flat. And she's like, oh my God. I was like, so we're probably that alteration multiplied across 10 blouses and we probably have the fit you've been looking for. So yes, a little bit in the sides, definitely in the back. And take up your sleeve because she's petite. So all of her sleeves were sitting really low. And she's like, I feel frumpy. I'm like, yeah, because of all your sleeves are just a little bit too long. If we just take it up at your wrists, you're going to look funny. It has to be in a specific place. So as we were chatting, I was making the tailor list of like, here are all the specific alterations to take to the tailor so that we're making the most of the clothing you already have on hand.
Right. Like, imagine if everything in your closet actually fit you well, you know, and there's nothing wrong with your body if, you know, the off the rack clothing doesn't fit you perfectly. I mean, that's majority of people, it won't fit them perfectly. The majority of people could.
Yeah, we're not 5'10 fit models.
So you bring all of that to the table. You bring your ability to, like, you're not snooty about stuff. You're not like, you're like, whatever your price point is, your budget is, like, I'm game, I'm up for it. I think that's really important. I think people can feel real judged. And, you know, it could even be, like I said, like, you could have all the money in the world and you're like, I don't want to spend it on clothes though. Like, cool, that's fine. You know, like, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Totally fine. Totally fine. Yeah. And it's not for everyone. Like, some people don't enjoy this. And just because I'm geeking out because of my job to geek out on your behalf doesn't mean you have to geek out with me. You could just be like, okay, June, so put this top with this bottom and these shoes. I'm like, yeah, if that's all you got from my excitement, that's what you need to know to get you dressed tomorrow morning. Yeah.
So then you're putting together these looks for them, like pulling from their closet, like what they already own, any new items that you've gotten. And then it's like all laid out for you. And all you have to do is just like pick one of those things and put it on. And there you go. It's like, it relieves so much of the decision fatigue. And then trying things, they don't work. Then you're all the thoughts that you're going to have about yourself and the stress and everything. Like, it's just such a gift to give to yourself. But even besides that, because you're a coach and you understand how the brain works too, inevitably, right? For a lot of people, some body image stuff will come up. There's like some resistance around things, or maybe it's like, you know what? I'm really resistant to that because of what my mom said to me, you know, growing up about blah, 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 or some, you know, rule that she said was true about bodies like mine. When you can help to work through that kind of stuff too. So you're not like, oh yeah, that's uncomfortable, but here, put it on anyway. You
know? Yeah. Or the uncomfortable things that well-meaning folks have said to other people in dressing rooms. Like, oh, that's not very flattering, or any number of gross things. Like, oh, we'll just accentuate, you know, your positive and we'll like diminish, you know, all the things that all your flaws. Maybe you have no flaws. We just got to like figure out how to conform the clothes to you and stop trying to squish you into clothing that doesn't fit you But oh my God, the crazy stuff I've heard.
I'm sure the humans. So anyway, I think that whether you're someone who wants to work with someone like Judith, or you want to work with someone else, like there's, you know, other stylists out there. There are many. I do think that if this is not something that you love to do for yourself and feels like a fun creative pursuit, then why would you not want to let someone help you with this? Right? Like it, I just think it makes a lot of sense. And I just think that people don't even really know that it exists. It feels, I think, still very much to some people as like a massive indulgence when it's just logical.
Exactly. For all of you who are super pragmatic, let this be one of the logical, pragmatic things that you do that's just needed. You do it once a year, twice a year, you get it over with, and you get back to work doing whatever it is you do in the world.
Yeah. So good. Well, if someone wanted to talk to you more about what it could look like to work together, how do they reach out, Judith?
Yeah, you can just go to judithgatton.com and click on the Work With Me button and get on a call with me. And we can figure out specifically what your needs are, what your values are, where you're struggling, and then let me help you. Yeah. Please let me help you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right? Like it's seriously, a lot of us need help. So awesome. Thank you, Judith. So good to have you on the podcast again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ready to start making progress on your weight loss goals? For lots of free help, go to KatrinaEubelMD.com and click on free resources.